Thanks for listening to The Kick-Ass Life with David Wood. Stay connected on Facebook, / The Kick-Ass Life, on Twitter, at The Kick-Ass Life, and of course, at thekickasslife.com.
This is Laura Hansen, and you're listening to David Wood on the 602nd Kick-Ass Life Show.
Want to make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
That it is, that it is. And because it's a 602nd show, we have to get our feet under us and get moving pretty fast here. And you can hear I've got that silly accent on again, which means this show is designed to put a little smile on your face and a little spring into your step. And it'll allow me to give you a little kick in the bum. That's right. A little boot in the butt or a little kick in the arse, as we like to say. Well, you know, I like to start the show with a few fun facts. And here they are. Do you realize giraffes' tongues are 2 feet long? 2 feet long. And they can't cough. They can't speak. They have no voice box. And ants, when ants wake up, they like to scratch. I'm trying to picture those male ants. But of course, there are no male ants. They just breed the males and they kill them. They're just there to fertilize those eggs and they're out of here. And that's why ant colonies work so well. They're all women. Oldest goldfish in the world. Have a guess. Go on. Try it. 41. His name's Fred. I think his name is soon to be Bob. He'll be bobbing up and down in that water, upside down. Poor old Fred, 41 years, he's seen some things. Here's a yucky one. Do you know most of the dust in a person's house is their own dead skin? Oh no, bring me out of here. By the way, I don't have those heebie-jeebie things. I don't worry about germs at all. Probably that's why I don't get sick. And here's a challenge for you this week. See how many times you can fold a piece of paper. Apparently, it's impossible to fold it more than 9 times. So let's see. If you can do it more than 9, then you're pretty special, huh? If you can't, you're like me. I couldn't. All right. More than 9 times, apparently it's impossible. And here's the toughest tongue twister in the English language. Ready? It's 6 sick sheeks. 6 sheeps sick. All right, there you go. In other words, the 6th, not the 5th. Sick sheeks. 6 sheeps sick. Try it. See if you can do it. All right, that's the toughest one in humanity. And the show, I'm dedicating it to my good friend, Michelle Dehaney, who is becoming Michelle Warwick tomorrow. No, today. What am I saying tomorrow? Today. It's actually this afternoon. She's getting married. So the show is dedicated to her. She is one of the bright lights in this universe. And she has got a beautiful partner in Steve. Listen, guys, I wish you all the love and passion and adventure and fun that you could ever, ever want. And, of course, lots of little babies. I know you're wanting those as well. So congratulations, and I know it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful life. And also, last night, we went out on a little date. My friend, Ran Berry, has a new act. It's called Ran Berry and the One-Hit Wonders. And I was thinking about that. You know, it's amazing to hear all these one-hit wonders. And you never know they're one-hits, but, you know, remember this one?
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can just ride.
Oh, yeah. You know who it is? Mungo Jerry. That's who did that one. What about this one?
Oh, I heard my mom cry.
Paper Lace.
I heard her pray the night she'd come.
Yeah, the one-hit wonders. What a great show,
brother,
eh?
What a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be.
What about this one here? Got it?
Yellow River.
Christy.
Yellow.
You remember these? Come on, you're going back a while. I'm showing my age. What about this one?
There.
And here's one, you know, I grew up with this one. I loved this song when I was a kid. Not sure what happened, but I used to sing this all the time. And I was only little. Really, really liked it. And anyway... So that's the One Hit Wonders. Ran, it was a great show. You're going to see it on a cruise ship near you one day. He's very, very talented. And so what are we going to talk about today? Well, you know, I thought I'd talk about breaking some habits. Why not, right? You know, a lot of us want to make these shifts in our life and have these big changes going on. But the hard thing sometimes is to shift a habit. And there's some things, you know, I want you to think about the year broken up into four seasons, like spring, summer, fall, and winter, right? And if we can take one season, if we can do anything in 90 days, and we know that typically it's 30 days to break a habit. And they did these wonderful studies with NASA astronauts where they put them in a helmet where it was upside down. The whole world was upside down for them. And the truth was that they weren't able to probably even walk properly. I mean, they really, really struggled. They were getting sick. And then finally, they sort of flipped upside down, and they were able to see things the right way up around the 30th day. And what they found was this. If any time during the 30 days they took this mask off, it was like starting over. It still took another 30 days. So we know 30 days is a critical window. So you could do this in 30. Well, I have a good friend that uses the sort of season approach. I love this language. I can do anything for a season. All right. So again, take the season approach. 90 days. And the thing, here's a few things to think about. Write it down, put it on a piece of paper, along with what's going to motivate you, some of the obstacles that you're going to face, you know what they are, and some of the strategies to overcome them. So if you know you're going after something and you know that one of the obstacles you're going to face, let's say it's around food, right? And what's the strategy you need to have to overcome that? So pre-plan it before you start. Commit fully in a public way. That's what Facebook and Twitter's about, and your closest friends, your parents, whatever. And tell someone who's really going to hold you to it. You know, so commit publicly to what you want to do. And here's a great thing, a little tip, is just to keep a log of your progress daily. What are you doing? Use a journal throughout the whole 90 days, and it's going to keep you on track. Now, remain publicly accountable. Let other people know the high points and low points. So if you're starting to falter, let people know. And report that progress daily, all right? And have support when you falter. So if you do fall off, really either online or in real life, there's people around you that can nurture, that are a little bit more understanding, and they're not the ones saying, come on, get off your ass and go do that thing, right? They're going to be there. But have that support, all right? Have somebody around you that's going to support you. And reward yourself. You need to celebrate every success. So do the celebration, the little celebration dance, and celebrate every success. You know, it's really, really, really important to celebrate every little thing. And if you're helping someone, make sure they celebrate, you know, oh, I've only lost 2 pounds. You know, great. That's a celebration right there. 2 pounds, let's celebrate. Okay. And if you fail to hit it in the season, remember, if you shoot for the moon or shoot for the stars, you're probably going to hit the moon. And if you fail, you know, just figure out, make a couple of tweaks and go back into another season. That's why 90 days is so great, because you can jump back in for another season. How's that sound? Pretty easy. And you know what? Here's another one-hit wonder for you.
But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. You know who this is?
Be happy.
Bobby McFerrin.
Don't worry.
Do you know this was one, too?
Right. He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
What about this one?
In the jungle, the tokens. The mighty jungle, the lion.
This one surprised me. What about?
Going up to the spirit in the sky.
Norman Greenbaum. Know that name? Norman Greenbaum? Last one for ya. Oh yeah. How about that one?
Well, I'm your Venus. I'm your fire at your
I said
desire.
It was the last one, by the way. Do you know who that is? Shocking Blue, Shocking Blue. Here's the last one for you, really. This is Los Bravos.
Cause I'm feeling blue.
Well, I'm not feeling blue, and nor should you be, because you are on your journey to leading a kick-ass life. And, you know, I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of you. If you're plugging in, and so many of you are, I really want to encourage you, though, please, please, please share this. You know, I mean, if you can share it with people in your life, that is awesome. And there are so many people that need it. Young people, old people, you know who you are. But get out there. You know, just share this thing. You know, it's not a secret. And again, I've asked you many, many times. Some of you are listening. Not all of you. You can take a moment, write a review on iTunes. That's going to help us out. And I want to remind you, I'm going to be releasing a little tool for you. Something you can purchase. And I will ask you to support me in that so I can stay on the airwaves here. And obviously, there's a lot of cost about running this thing. And so to just help us out a little bit, it's going to be a wonderful tool, the best of the best. So I've gone through all of the archives of all of the shows and pulled out my personal gems and favorites from all of these great guests, all in one spot. So you get all the gems in one. So when you see it there, don't be afraid to get your credit card out. It's going to be enormous value. And ask for your support. I'm just prepping you because they'll be coming out in a week or so. So, yeah, help us out there. And I want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, don't forget, see if you can fold that piece of paper 9 times. 9 times. And again, Michelle, Steve, I send my love. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful marriage together. And I'll see you on the other side.
That was kick-ass. 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 Kick-ass.